Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, Patrick. Thank you. Thank you, grandson Patrick Jackson and granddaughter Francesca Renula Leahy and Sophia Summer Jackson. And I have another granddaughter here. You know, one thing also, I want to thank the DJ for playing Trucking. How many of you know the words to that song? I do, so it's great. I want to thank you for joining us, all of you for joining us here tonight. And I do want to thank my family. You know, Marcel is very generous in what she said. We've had 54 years of marriage. It's been a wonderful time. Everything we've done together. And Marcel, I could not do it without you. So thank you. And I think of the wonderful staff I have who work hard alongside me, both in Vermont for our nation. J.P. Dowd, who runs our Washington office. John Tracy, who runs the Vermont office. Christine Lucius, who stepped in after Bruce Cohen left the judiciary and runs that. But I also look at the most talented, fantastic campaign staff I've ever seen. Jay, Nate, Lincoln, Lucia, what you've done not just for me, but for the whole Democratic ticket. And of course, all of that, because Carolyn Dwyer held you all together. And Carolyn has a nice way. She'll suggest I do something. And I figure I better go along with it, because if I say no, the suggestion will get stronger and stronger, and I'll just do what she said anyway. And I do appreciate it. But it has been a long, strange trip, as to quote Jerry Garcia. But when I first ran for the Senate, I've been state's attorney here for 8 years. Somehow I became the youngest lawyer in the state, the youngest state's attorney in the state. Now I was running to be the youngest senator in our history. But I remember my parents and Marcel's parents, our children standing around me in Montpelier at the State House, which is only about 100 yards from where I was born, where I was raised, where I lived, right up to the time that the young woman from Burlington told me that we should probably get married. And we did, and two students, one who just graduated as a nurse, so we had somebody who could pay the bills, and I as a law student, we went. But I think about everybody coming together, and I think how solemn a moment it was, and how much family meant to me. Our daughter, Alicia, and son-in-law, Lawrence, put together a collage, which we saw earlier this evening, of the family from way back in those times. I want to thank you for that. But at the time, I quoted Edmund Burke, an Irish parliamentarian, who said this about public servants: your representative owes you not his industry only, but his judgment. I was elected on the heels of Watergate, while the Vietnam War is still raging. Public disillusionment and disgust with Washington was at an all-time high. When have we seen this picture before? But the judgment I brought to my public service is molded on the Vermont values we all share. And the Leahy family showed from time coming here in the 1800s. Am I getting another senator, I think? It means you're there when you're needed most, like a third of our state got washed away with Hurricane Irene. It means taking our best ideas, helping them grow as we did with organic foods, the importance of value-added agriculture. It means bringing your voices to the floor of the United States Senate. From my very first vote, which turned out to be the deciding vote to end the Vietnam War and continuing. By a one-vote margin, we cut off my votes against going to war with Iraq or the efforts to try to rid the world of anti-personnel landmines. And it means we stand up for our constitutional duty, and when the President of the United States nominates somebody to the Supreme Court, have the guts to stand up and vote. Vote! Vote! And I hope the nation will send a very strong signal to the Republican leadership in Washington. You cannot keep a seat on the Supreme Court which represents all of us. You cannot keep it vacant against the Constitution. Do your job. And we're leading the way. We've rejected the bigotry, sexism, anger of Donald Trump, and we've shown that in our vote for president. And I hope we're going to be sending Sue Minter to the State House. I'm here because you've honored me with 6 more years representing you in the United States Senate. I will never stop working every single one of those days because I'm fortunate. I'm there with Peter Welch, the best congressman I could serve with, and I'm also there with Bernie Sanders, who's brought a voice of conscience, to this country. And after he declared his support for the ticket in Pennsylvania, I remember putting my arms around him and saying, Bernie, welcome back to the U.S. Senate. We need you. We need your voice, and we'll have one. So let's return decency in place of the negativity we see. I have never run negative ads. And everybody who's run them gets me as lost. Let's show the nation how different we are. But lastly, thank you. Thank you for giving me. It's 6 years, but Marcel and I will never stop working for Vermont and never stop being so thrilled and so gratified for the trust you've instilled. Thank you very much.